Anyhow, today I'm going to ask you to be creative and imagine the following. And you can close your eyes if you want, as long as you don't fall asleep. And I'd like you to imagine that you are sitting in the library of a large English estate in the English countryside. There are richly paneled wooden walls, rolling green hills in the distance, leaded glass windows that are open. Here's the hard part. Since it's England, you have to imagine it's not raining, but there's a warm breeze coming in through the windows. You're sitting in an amazingly comfortable chair at an elegantly carved large desk. And in front of you are two of my favorite things in the whole world, a white piece of paper and a great pen. So you're sitting in the library in the chair, you have the pen, and you're going to write this. I aspire to what? Fill in the blank. The word aspire comes from a Latin word which means to pant after. It's defined as to long for, aim after, or seek ambitiously, to be eagerly desirous, especially for something great or of high value. So as you sit in that chair with that pen, what would you write? What do you long for? What do you eagerly desire? So imagine that you started to write this. I am a person who spends their days doing fill in the blank. I am a person whose hours are focused on fill in the blank. I am a person who, when the opportunity to give, contribute, to help comes up, I do what? So if you could sit down and write your own story, and whatever you wrote is who you would become, what would you write? What would you aspire to become? So you and I may not be in an English estate. We may not be at a desk. There may not be a cool breeze coming in from outside. But the beautiful and painful truth is that we do write our own story. We write it through our decisions. We write it through our thoughts. We write it through our actions. And we write it through our inactions. We forge our character through our courage or our lack of courage. We don't make a physical mark on the world. We write on the world with our actions. We write on other people's hearts with our words. One of the main points, the first book of Acts, is to assure Theophilus and you and me that the Bible is true. And if you get a chance, you might read Acts 1, verse 3 later. But in Acts 1, there's also this amazing prophecy that is easy to overlook. And let's look at it together in Acts 1, verse 4. Acts 1, verse 4 says, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father." That promise, of course, was the Holy Spirit given on the holy day of Pentecost. And then in verse 8, Acts 1, verse 8, "But you shall receive power when this Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So if you have a Bible, if you would, just look at it for a second. That is the fulfillment of that prophecy. The men and women that we read about in the Bible, those who obeyed, those who stayed in Jerusalem, were not just witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, at that time, but they are witnesses to us today. So imagine you're one of them, and Jesus says, you will be witnesses to me until the end of the earth. So do you know that that means your life is going to be written about? The Bible is the best-selling book in the history of history. So if you're one of those people, your life has been read about more than any life anywhere ever. Why am I pointing this out? Because I would like us to imagine that it's not them being written about, but it's us. Imagine that what I do, what you do, what you say, was being written about in a book. The times you and I stood up for what's right, the times that we didn't, the times you and I rejected the temptations of this age, the times we didn't, the times we worked on fulfilling all of the things that God instructs us about. So imagine that your life is being written about and that we all get to read about it. So the question is, would we be inspired? Would we be inspired by reading about the inner details of your life and my life, like we do about the people in Acts and elsewhere in the Bible? Would we be inspired by your small and large acts of kindness, by your small and large acts of faith? Would we be inspired by reading about how you deny yourself and take up the cross, as Christ said, and follow him daily? Would the written record of my life or your life be an example or a warning? So ask yourself, if you knew that your actions, your words, your attitudes were being written about in a book, how would that affect the rest of today? How would it affect what you do tomorrow and next week and next month if a book was being written about you? Revelation 20, verse 12. Revelation 20, verse 12. The verse says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. And another book which was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books." The acts of those who came before us were written in the Bible. They are read by us today. What if a book was being written about you and I? In our booklet entitled Are You Predestined to Be Saved? Says this, quote, "God records in his book of remembrance people's trials, their words, their deeds, and their thoughts." Elsewhere the booklet says, "We can confidently believe that God does watch us today." Daniel 7, verses 9 through 10. I thought this was going to be a completely original message, and then search the website and find some of these topics, of course, have already been covered by our guests from out of town. Daniel 7, verse 9 through 10. "I watched till thrones were put in place and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. And thousands of thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. Then the court was seated, and the books were opened." Continuing in our booklet, quote, "Taking Daniel 7 and Revelation 20 together, it appears that this process of having to give account for one's recorded deeds, whether good or bad, applies to everyone. It applies to those who are called now to salvation and to those who will be called later. It applies to converted Christians in this life and to those who will be resurrected in the second resurrection. Christ said that those mentioned in Acts 1 would be witnesses of him to the end of the earth. The book you hold in your hands is the fulfillment of that. Their lives will be written about. The Bible also says, my life will be written about. Your life will be written about. Our lives are being written about right now. So let us ask, what do we want to be written tomorrow? So there's the book and the paper, and it says, Michael did what? Today, insert your name, did what? In recent messages, I've focused a lot on the state of the world and how corrupt it is, education and food and politics and war and so on. And combined with what we see happening in Europe and all the other things we know, I imagine that we all surely believe that we are very, very close to the end of the age. And in 2 Peter, you don't have to turn there, 2 Peter 3, 10 and 11, Peter asks this question. He says, knowing these things, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? And I kind of turned this around for myself and said, knowing that, my conduct, godly or not, my words godly or not, my actions godly or not, are being observed and written down, what manner of person ought I to be? And I think the reality is that just as if we're sitting in a desk with a piece of paper and what we put on the paper is who we become, we have the same power. The decisions we make are the story of our life. And what I hope and pray for everyone listening is what I hope and pray for myself, that between now and the end of the age, however many Sabbaths are left, we won't treat as just another Sabbath. However many messages are left, we won't treat as just another message. I won't treat them that way. That we won't be forgetful hearers, that we will not fail to bear the fruits of God's Spirit, but that you and I will cherish the opportunity and the mercy we've been given, and that we will aspire, long for, eagerly seek to be counted among those described in our final verse in Malachi 3, verse 16 and 17. Malachi 3, verse 16 says, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. And if that describes us, then verse 17 also describes us. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. So let us all aspire to have this written about us.